What's up, guys? Welcome to 194 of Dropouts. This week we have two individuals. One sexy, the other hot.
Oh, which one's which?
I'll tell you in private. Okay. Anyway, we got Sam and Colby here, and you guys have bugged me to nauseam of wanting to get these boys on the podcast. And to that, I have specifically bugged Sam to nauseam to get these two boys on the podcast. Indeed. I think I texted him every other day for 6 years.
Oh, you're not annoying.
Sorry, sweetheart?
You're not annoying.
Sweetheart. Why just Sam? Why just Sam?
I didn't have Colby's number.
Ah.
And also, Sam said, I will never give you Colby's number. And you're an idiot because you put us in a group chat today. Anyway, we've got Tara here.
Damn it.
Hi, Tara.
Hello.
How do you feel to have your best friends in the whole world on the podcast?
I feel so happy. I basically lived with them for like 2 years.
Legitimately.
Like. You actually did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one is your favorite? Because you told me beforehand, but I want to see if it switched.
Yeah. you can be honest.
I think I'm closer to Colby.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn.
Let's go.
Oh, right? Shit. Would you not say so?
Oh, you would, yeah.
Yeah. No, this is no hate to Sam. I'm just saying.
It hurts a little bit.
No, I'm just saying I'm closer to Colby.
We'll see after this podcast.
Am I wrong?
I wouldn't say you're wrong.
exactly. Okay. Everybody hit some intro music.
It's not a favorite, though. It's not a favorite. It's just who I'm closer with.
Yeah. Keep digging yourself in this hole.
But like,
all right, Scooby, chill out.
All right, guys.
But at least
fine.
I'm honest.
We have the title: Tara Yummy Hates Sam from Santa Clip it.
First 5 seconds.
You just wanted two Sams in the title.
Of
you
course.
You little rascal.
I'm literally like that.
I did want to talk to you guys about something pretty serious. We got you guys here, and I wanted to start it off on a note that it's not going to be friendly. It's going to be very dark. You guys might get up and leave. And to that, I'm going to say, okay, that's fine. Because okay. I'm going to speak my truth for a second. Is that all right?
Go for it.
I'm going to do it direct to camera. All right?
Which one?
Please don't. Oh, this camera.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Hey, guys, if you want to subscribe to the Patreon, it is linked in below. We're going to do some bonus footage with these boys. Also, you can get some fun gifts like an Xbox and two Xboxes, three, however many Xboxes you want. You get 7-day free trial. We also do drunk episodes where one day I want to get these boys on. But maybe we'll do a ketamine episode. If you guys are lucky.
Super down.
Hell yeah. Link in the description. And should we give him a clip from a drunk episode or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's a tiny little clip from a recent drunk episode where I got drunk even though I don't drink. And then now
it was his first time.
I'm heading down into Doomville population me. Salud.
I feel like he doesn't know what that means and you just said it because like.
It's God bless.
He thinks that's what people say.
Oh my God.
It means like cheers.
No, it means God bless. All right, Tara, I'm gonna give this to you, and you've got to promise that you'll be so. You got to promise that you'll be the best with it. I'm gonna give it to you.
Oh my God, this is amazing!
I told you it's the best thing I've ever held. Do you mind if we do it together?
Oh,
that's nice.
Alyssa, look at me! Look at me! Look at me! Look at me! I don't know where the hell I'm at.
I think
you can't be mad at me. I don't know where
we should end this podcast.
No, you're not even in the shot right now.
Check the shot.
Should we go out now?
I just checked it. You're not in it.
Where am I?
We got to.
You're so far below it. You got to sit up.
No, we're not in it.
Don't make me.
Zach turns into a little hoe when he gets some alcohol in him.
Okay.
It's no joke either. It was his first time. He doesn't drink.
Wait, Zach, you got drunk for the first time for money?
Yeah. Wow. Pretty hot. Yeah.
Selling out.
Yeah.
That's what we like to see.
Well, I've always sold, I've sold my body my entire life, obviously, because
we paid for it that one time.
Yeah, you guys did the double team. What was it called? The double trouble? Mm-hmm. It was, I don't
double
know.
Trouble Sam and Colby?
Yeah. I just want to say this. Next time we do, if we do that again, because you guys paid phenomenally well, could you guys both not wear rings? Just the spanking really, it really got to me. If that's okay. Thank you.
He has a problem with the rings.
I do.
It does hurt sometimes.
Oh, he lost. Oh, it was kind of. I got to give you one back because you lost one of them inside me.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Jared, for that one.
Okay.
It's consensual.
Drunk clip.
Oh,
we're not actually playing.
Oh, we're not actually playing it. That's in post.
Oh.
Hold on one second. So YouTubers, if they want to reference something, sometimes they can just put it in post and then.
No. You know, I am one, but like I.
When?
She just hit 1 million subscribers.
Let's go, Tara. Thank you so much. Thanks, Jared. To be fair, this isn't a testament to how stupid I am.
No, you're not. You're the smartest girl I've ever met recently.
Okay. We sometimes do play it.
Yeah.
So you can't blame me for that.
I don't blame you for anything, especially not my recent sadness. But I'm going to go over to these boys really quick.
That's fine. Sorry. My bad.
The Secret Kissers.
Yes,
that's okay.
That's fine.
Hey, how do you know our nickname?
The Secret Kissers. Yeah. That's also a decent band name. It's not great, but it's decent. And to segue, you guys met in a band at 14?
Wow, good segue. That was really good.
Is it yes or no?
That one time at band camp, 14 years old.
Oh, it was band camp.
Band camp, not as cool.
Yeah.
No, not as cool. Way not as cool.
Dude, cool you guys told me, I thought it was like a rock and roll band based on the hair and the antics. You
know, band camp.
Antics. Band camp.
Band camp.
Wait, what instruments did you guys play?
Jared.
What are you talking
you're
about?
You're scaring the guests.
I don't know what you're talking
just
about.
Just smile more when you ask them things when you wear that suit, okay? Okay, go ahead. Ask them again.
What instruments did you guys play?
Saxophone and clarinet.
Yeah, I played saxophone. Sexy. You know, we're the jazz boys.
Were you guys bunked in the same bunking compartment?
Bed?
Or sure. How did you guys, why did you look at Colby and be like, that's going to be my best friend?
Yeah, well, that is a story in itself, but we have continually slept together pretty much every day for the last 13 years, I think.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Very true.
Is it 13 years ago? Yeah.
I think, yeah.
We're old as fuck now.
Do you do anything special for your
friendship anniversary?
Yeah.
Anniversary? What do we do for the 10 year?
The 10 year is crazy. We black out every single year during our anniversary. So.
Nice.
And every other day of the year.
And pretty much every night.
It's very pro-February of you. Do you guys ever... What?
Nothing. Continue.
Do you guys ever wear floaties when you look into each other's eyes because you might drown?
In the crystal blues?
Yeah. I mean, they're gorgeous blues, aren't they?
Yes, very much so.
Which one has better eyes to you, Tara, if you had to guess?
Wow. Whoa. You mean that?
Aww. You've got beautiful eyes, man.
Dude, thank you.
Beautiful eyes.
I don't think I've gazed into either of their eyes.
Because,
that's probably a good thing.
Because you used to date one of their better
roommate.
Friends.
Yes, their old roommate. And
do you want to, can you take the lead here for a second and kind of explain your guys' relationship?
Yes.
And what it was like living with them?
I'd love to hear this. I didn't actually live with them. I think it was during COVID too. So it was like, we didn't go out. We just hung out at the house. I basically stayed there. And yeah, I was dating Jake Weber, and he lived with them for years and years. So Jake, also, even when you guys weren't, hold on.
I didn't know who that was.
Hey, know your place.
Even when you guys moved out, we were all still neighbors because I stayed at Jake's all the time, and you guys had apartments across from each other. So I literally think I saw Sam and Colby every day for like 2 years straight, probably.
Yeah, two or three.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So you see them. What was your first impression of these two gentlemen?
I don't remember my first impression on Sam, but I was thinking about the first time we ever hung out, and you came with Jake's brother, Reggie. We went to Barton G's. That's the first time we hung out.
Oh, okay.
And we got like dinner, and I was like, this is so cool. He wants me to meet his friends. That's what I remember.
Don't remember that at
I'm
all.
Sorry, I don't remember.
I'm usually not invited to things, so it's like. Okay.
No. I think my first real impression of you guys was when we all went to Coachella together, like 3 months into me and Jake dating.
We
would see each other here and there, but we like spent 3 days together at Coachella.
Coachella's always wild.
Did you guys enjoy that? Do you mind taking the headphones off for a second?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about her as a human being?
As if she can't hear now.
Hear at
We're
all.
Not in the same room, actually.
No.
Guys.
He usually acts like, I'm not in the same room, and he talks bad about me.
Me? Yeah. I talk so wonderfully about you, it's insane. Anyway, let's make this about them. Yeah, I'm so nice.
Can I put these back on?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, you couldn't hear?
Are we ever going to address how you guys are dressed, by the way?
What do you mean?
What
are you talking about? I mean, I just got back from the gym, so I'm still like... Yeah. I didn't have time to get ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's all good. For you, I wasn't talking about you.
I just got back from watching him work out through the window.
Yeah. Is that a normal thing for you?
And then, I mean, you've seen me outside of your window a couple of times. You catch me, I dodge behind a bush, but we both know I'm there.
We both know. We weren't going to say it, but it's
you don't shower twice in a night for nothing. You know what I mean?
He gives you a show. Huh? He just gives you a show.
I mean, it's less of a show and more of a, it's an emotional piece, really. The way
performance art.
Exactly. He... over to you. What were we saying? Where
our
were
outfits?
You? Yeah, where were you recently besides the corner?
I tried to make Velma be cute.
Velma is cute. I would spend so much money on Velma outfit.
Are you talking about Velma or are you talking about my outfit?
Velma. God, I'm salivating. No,
ew,
you look great.
Dude.
No, you look great. You put it well together. You already had the shoes.
Yeah.
This was our huge surprise for you guys.
Yeah, we tried to dress up like Scooby-Doo's gang because you guys ghost hunt.
Did we not give you a good reaction when we walked to the door?
No, you guys stood there and I said, we're dressed up.
The fact that we didn't confused. Know, especially for Jared, it was like, we're like, is this just your casual outfit for dropouts?
It's really damaging to how they see you to know that they just walk in and be like, yeah, that's the weird guy.
Yeah, but I at least know my place, you know? And that's the most important thing.
Wait, do you think he's the weird one out of you two?
Yeah. Do you want to shout any expletives at these boys for being mean to you?
Mm-mm.
No, because we don't do what, Jared?
shout expletives.
Especially when we're hurt.
What does that mean?
So an expletive is similar to, it's not similar, like a curse word, like a F you, but if it was really spelled out. You want to try it out straight to camera? An expletive?
Fuck you.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's really
good. You nailed it.
Thank you.
Now back to your lineage, if you don't mind.
Your lineage?
Wait, is Sam Fred?
Oh my God.
We got the three characters here.
Yeah.
Sam's Fred.
You should be Daphne.
I'll be Daphne. I'll be the emo Daphne.
That's really hot.
Yeah.
Do you guys have an extra outfit?
Thank you.
We did have it upstairs in Jared's room with the door locked. Jared, if you want to show him.
Yeah, yeah, I can show you guys later.
Right, the covers.
Yeah, it's a tight little skirt for you.
Oh my gosh.
She wears a dress. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not up to date on my Scooby-Doo lore.
It's okay. So ghosts, huh?
Yeah, so band camp to ghosts. That's pretty much just the lore.
When the women do perform the ghosting on me, is it...
How do you contact them?
Exactly.
It
how do we contact them
again? You're more haunted than the rest of us.
Like, oh my gosh.
It's basically a linear formula. The more you get ghosted, the more that you know that you have attachments.
Oh, Zach, you're haunted.
You need an exorcism, buddy.
I would love one. Do you guys know, have you guys ever done an exorcism?
We actually have before.
Really?
Multiple times.
Whoa, really? What the fuck?
A lot, not on camera, just in private. But yeah, we just didn't.
Wait.
Go back to that.
What?
You perform exorcisms in private?
Yeah.
Well, not only
what do you mean?
Us,
just yeah.
I mean,
who's like privates?
Sam's.
Okay,
but
and,
and
you raise him up. Okay. Well, all I'm trying to say is, sorry. I don't want to, but I have to go grade school boner jokes every now and then because Tara, boy, are they her favorites. Watch this, Tara penis.
Okay, that's fucked up.
Like, but it's funny, right?
It's funny.
See, she loves a good penis joke. Anyway,
this episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so you have performed. When was your first exorcism?
When did we first exercise?
I think the first legitimate one was like beginning of 2023.
Oh, wow. Late into the game.
I think so.
Late into the game. Well, it started getting bad.
Really?
Really bad.
What do you mean?
Just like lots of bad luck.
The demons follow us everywhere.
Yeah.
We can't escape.
Okay, that was one of my questions on here because in a few of your videos, like either through mediums or like even the Estes method or stuff like that, people have told you guys that you have attachments to you.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if that manifests itself in your everyday lives.
See, we used to come on like podcasts and be like, no, it's okay. Like nothing ever has happened to us. But yeah, it's definitely starting to go downhill rapidly. And that's why we started doing the exorcisms for sure.
Oh, so you're doing the exorcisms on yourselves?
Yeah. It's like a cleansing process.
Oh, that's fucking terrifying. We'll
hire like a professional witch who came from a church and does like a full on hour and a half ritual on us. And we don't even film it.
Oh my God.
Brother, if you need to cry, I have two shoulders for a reason.
You know, they used to
for
work.
For you boys. Wait, okay, so.
I just cried it all out.
After, what was the point in time where you were like, there is a darkness maybe following us? Because obviously 2023 is the first where you're like, we have to do something about this.
I mean, all of 2022, people have been telling me that I had an attachment in my ass.
Okay. Every single like small animal that we come across like with hates Sam for some reason. Like every small dog.
Is Sugar like Sam?
No.
I don't think Sugar like Sam at all.
Yeah, that's right.
It's really sad.
Oh my God, you're right.
That's part of it?
I don't know. It's very strange, though.
I mean, it's common knowledge that animals have kind of like that sixth sense, you know. So
it's really funny that little animals don't like you.
It's kind of sad because I'll come up and then look at Colby and they're like, "Oh, I love him."
Yeah,
like,
Sugar did love you.
Yeah, I love Sugar.
So you were like, "Chihuahuas don't like me. Let's get this exorcism." Essentially,
yeah,
that's pretty much the leap we'd made. Yeah, for sure.
But
normal people's behavior.
So when you say there's attachments, do you go into a haunted location and then they follow you? What does it mean, attachments?
Well, yeah.
He goes, yeah, you nailed it. That, yeah,
that actually is. Like, they just follow you everywhere until you cleanse them out of you. But like, yeah, no, that's the whole point, is like they make your, like everywhere you go haunted. Yeah. As well.
We definitely didn't believe in like attachments because we'd done this for 5 years and we're like, nothing's ever bad happened to us. You know, it's all good. Like everyone always says, oh, when you go into this certain area, something's going to follow you home. Like, all right. Well, if it was going to happen, it was going to happen. Apparently it did happen.
where was the first place that you felt like something attached to?
Stanley?
Stanley? Right?
Oh. Stanley.
Stanley Hotel?
Yeah. The Stanley Hotel for sure.
What can you, I don't know much about it. What's the Stanley Hotel and where is it? And then what's like the backstory?
So Stanley Hotel, it's in Estes, Colorado. Mm-hmm. It's based on the movie The Shining.
I remember when you guys went.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That hotel.
Yes, yes.
Got you. Okay.
So, that was actually right when we met Tara.
Yeah. He was like 2 months into me dating Jake. And Jake was like, I'm going to Colorado. And I'm like, cool.
So Jake was with you guys on the...
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Jake came with.
She's the attachment.
Yeah, you got rid of me.
How the hell is he attached to me? I don't cleanse me.
Cleanse me right now.
So much sense.
Actually, that lines up.
Wait, what? Okay, so what's the lore of the hotel, and then what do you think attached to you?
So specifically, this is going to sound really bad.
Okay, especially on this podcast.
we cannot say this, but okay.
People know.
I have no
idea. Little girls follow Sam around.
Wait, really?
He's a heartthrob.
Little girls follow Sam around, and there was a specific
can we
girl.
Can we modify that statement?
Dead little girls.
Dead 100-year-old little girls.
So technically they're of age. Yeah, if they're over.
They're at least 100 years old.
They're 107.
Right? Let's get that clear.
It's clear, don't worry.
But what's her name? Lucy? Lucy's the one in Stanley. And she initially, you thought, followed you home. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, ooh. Like.
So does that mean Lucy's not there anymore? See, I don't. You guys know I don't believe in ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I assume everyone in this room doesn't believe in ghosts.
No, I'm a full believer.
Let's go, Jared. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I was saying before to somebody, I was like, I was really excited for this podcast because Zach is a huge skeptic. I'm a full believer, and then Tara, you've had experiences, but you don't want to believe.
I
want
to tell you guys about that.
Okay, so you don't want to. So you're like not letting yourself believe.
No, I think growing up, I was like, oh, it's fun to believe in ghosts. But then I was like, I believe in like too many like physical theory, like physics theories and stuff like that to be like, there's no way there's just like ghosts around. Yeah. But the Queen Mary kind of fucked me up a little bit.
Because you just went recently, right?
Yeah.
What happened there?
Every time we'd say Jake's name, a door would open.
Wait, what?
Usually it's just women's legs, but this was a door? He's a good looking guy, Tara.
I'm aware I dated him for almost 5 years. Doors would literally go like this, open fully. And I don't believe in shit like that. Yeah. I'm like, I believe that you guys, there's stuff that happens to you guys, but nothing's ever happened to me really until the Queen Mary. And like every time it's like they didn't care about me and Johnny. Every time Jake would say something.
Johnny's already dead. So he's, you know what I mean?
Right.
He's been part of it for a while.
I'd be like, Jake, it seems like they're attached to you. And then literally a door went like this and opened in one of the hotel rooms. Okay, completely so opened.
Does Jake believe in this? I feel like he doesn't anymore, really.
He's kind of like me where he's like, it's fun to be like, oh, there's ghosts and like you want to believe and like you know, it's cool. But I think, I don't know. You have to ask him because I think he believed in like the things were happening. I wasn't just making it up in my head. We fully shut the door. We fully shut the door because I don't believe in them. Mm-hmm. I literally don't believe in ghosts.
No, I think I told you guys this last week, but I want to tell you guys since you guys are ghost hunters, I do have very strange paranormal things that happen to me. It's only at specific places, so I don't know if that is part of it.
Of course. You're still a skeptic?
I don't know.
What was the most convincing one?
Okay, so every single time I go to this place, I'll go to a grocery store and then the doors will just open when I want to walk up to it.
This again.
God, I hate you.
He's so fucking annoying.
Wait, no. Okay, but we didn't get to where I kind of wanted to get to. So Lucy is from, she died at the hotel?
Yes.
And then then she followed you home. And how did you know she was attached to you?
So, I mean, a lot of the time, especially at the beginning, I really didn't know it necessarily believe attachments could happen. Again, I was like, we do all this stuff all the time and no real bad luck happens. So with Lucy specifically, it was mainly other mediums and other people telling me that, oh, there's like a spirit, like of a little girl, like around you, like you have that energy or whatever. And then later on, Sally. There was a second time at the Sally house.
Another little girl.
Another little girl. Dead, spirited little girl.
Wait, maybe since Lucy was there, like Sally just needed a friend.
Exactly.
It could be.
Maybe I'm collecting little girls. Spirits.
You got to start doing Subway commercials, brother.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so for that one was really, really, really interesting. So Sally house we went, and again, I, out of the two of us, am very daring in terms of like, I want to believe this more than anything. So I'll just do above and beyond to like force it.
He wants to levitate.
I want to levitate. I want to get
that's your goal?
Spirit to punch me
that's
in the face.
Goal.
Like,
what?
Like if that happens,
that's a weird
to me,
kink, but okay.
You know, everyone has their thing.
Wait, that's crazy. You want something that crazy to happen to you to be like, this happened?
Yes.
Maybe I'm scared because I would never put myself in that situation. The dark even scares me.
Is it for yourself to fully believe, or is it for you believe and it's like others are skeptical?
Ooh, that's
like
a good question.
It's both. I mean, I'm definitely way more of a believer than when we first started, but I think I really want something so incredibly convincing to happen, like giving like levitation or something that physically hurt me to the point where I cannot deny it under any circumstance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty much everything that I've ever experienced, someone out there will give me some sort of like debunkable like answer. And they're like, okay, well, what if it could be this? It's like, okay, well, that wasn't my experience, but I can see how you think that. But if I were to actually levitate like right now, get thrown up against the wall, and you
there's nothing
seven
we could
witnesses
say
right here, yeah, you would not be able to.
So I went on a date the other night and it went well. And the reason it went well is because we went to a Lakers game. And the reason I was able to go to a Lakers game is because I could afford it. And the reason I was able to afford it because of SeatGeek. Thanks for sponsoring this episode.
Dude, I went to a Clippers game because I was able to
afford it. Well, I went to a Lakers game, baby. I got to see LeBron play because of SeatGeek. Essentially, if you want to go see your favorite artist, like a Drickety Drake or a
Post Malone,
Ariana Grande,
Beyonce,
Taylor Swift. We're just naming them. Essentially, if you want to see the people you love live, use SeatGeek to get yourself the best seats for the cheapest cash.
With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. And right now, there are over 70,000 events happening on SeatGeek, from sporting events to concerts to you name it. It's
essentially,
on there.
Listen, essentially, if you want to go to something, you're going to have to buy a ticket. Use SeatGeek. Everybody else is, and they're saving cash. Why would you be a bimbo out there not saving cash, huh? You don't want to spend cash on your family? You want to be a big loser, huh? Use SeatGeek if you want to be a big winner. Go Lakers.
And each ticket is rated on a scale from 1 to 10. Green means good and red means bad. That way you know if you're getting a good price or not.
Get yourself a good ticket.
And every ticket on SeatGeek is backed by their buyer guarantee. SeatGeek is actually the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of time with swaps.
Dude, you want to go to a sports game? You want to go to a concert? You want to see your favorite people live? Get $20 off with SeatGeek using code DROPOUTS. That's $20 off your first purchase with a promo code DROPOUTS. Make sure to click the link in the description to download the app.
Thank you, SeatGeek.
So with the two little girls following you around, that is it like a dark... Like, how do you, is it negative energy? Like, how do you, I don't understand. Are they doing negative things to you?
So Lucy was supposedly a real little girl that died at the Stanley Hotel, but Sally isn't. Sally is an embodiment of, or this is the alleged story, Sally is an embodiment of a darker spirit, and a summoned through like a pentagram in the basement of the Sally house.
Oh my God.
Ew, I have chills. So, that freaked me the fuck out.
So the
out.
Demon identifies as a little girl.
I mean, it's 2024.
Yeah, I apologize.
At the time, 2022, but
yeah,
ahead of its
like,
time.
Ahead of its time, but I was like, hey, I'm going to go down to the basement, which we weren't allowed to be in anyway, and sit on this pentagram and ask whatever it is to attach itself to me. Just because, again, I really want to believe this. So yeah. I really wanted this to happen. And then afterwards, I was like, I guess it's okay. Nothing happened. At the end of that Sally House video, I was like, that was... That's cool, but I don't feel anything weird. But then for consecutive, like, 4 months, every single place we went, no matter what, even if I had no lore of a little girl spirit, it would say, like, the name Sally, or, like, hey, I'm attached to Sam, or, like, hey, I like that guy in the yellow jacket, and I was wearing a yellow jacket. Like, every single place we went.
Like, our equipment, and like, for example, we use something called, like, the Ovilus, which will literally just spit out words from a dictionary, would say... the name Sally over and over and over again, like no matter where
weird.
We went.
Yeah.
And they point to me and be like, oh, I'm his friend now. Like, yeah. I'm around.
That's
and
so creepy.
Like, come on.
I'm your friend now.
I'm your friend now. You do similar stuff. you just show up at the house one day, you're like, I'm your friend now. I was like, you want to do a podcast? You're like, for the rest of my life? I said, sure.
That is kind of what
happened. Okay, so you got Sally, and Lucy's there the whole time? I don't want Lucy to be taking a backseat to Sally.
Yeah, well, I think she did. Which is, I don't know if they're the same thing or not. Again, like, there's not really a way for me to just call up Lucy and be like, yo, are you still around or not?
But
it was just like Sally was like so prevalent for such a long time. And again, if it happened once, whatever. Happened twice, coincidence. Three times, maybe even a coincidence. But like 20 times for 3 or 4 months in a row, every place we went, it was like, okay.
something's awry.
Something is coming. I don't know.
That's what she said.
Thank you.
Nice.
We were looking for comedic relief. I was like, where are we going to get this from? I was like, we need something topical. We need something funny. And you brought it.
Always me.
Air 5. Hell yeah, brother.
Did she get a raise?
She recently just got one.
Oh,
but
okay.
I told her to tell me anytime she wants another one. Because she does bring great views. Okay.
At least we're honest here.
But okay. So the attachments are there, and what comes with that? You're hearing the Sally, but do you have negative? Does it bring any negative emotions to you? Does it?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things.
I was asking why you have to get cleansed.
Well, okay. So one of the reasons why we got cleansed in the first place is we hired this like witch. Mm-hmm. She's like,
where do you find
that? Craigslist? Yeah. Right.
No, it was like, I don't even know what the official title is, but we looked up like a priestess that like studied magic for 15 years or whatever. And she had gone through a bunch of different like studies, different religions and how they all work together and stuff like that. And okay. She came to us and did a reading on us and looked at us. And she said, can we turn off the camera? And we're like,
oh, fuck. Okay. That's when it gets serious.
And she was like, I'll say the rest of your reading on camera, but there's one thing I need to tell you like off camera. And you guys actually need to cleanse and like be a lot more careful, because the next 6 months of your life are going to be some of the most depressing, emotionally ridden months of your life.
Yep.
And she was being full dead serious.
Yeah, off camera.
Off camera, look us in the eye and be like, I'm worried about you. Oh. And I was like, okay, well,
when like a high priestess is just like,
was that still
seriously?
That was still 2022.
That was January of 2023. And then that was the most sad, depressing 6 months of our lives.
That's very true.
Holy shit.
We're still getting over it.
I don't want to get into, I mean, obviously I'm sure there are specifics of what was so sad and depressing, but probably a lighter to just keep it at sad and depressing. I'm sure you guys don't want to bring that back up.
There's some obvious big moments in our life that were 2023.
We'll just call them 2023 moments. You guys want to talk about it, we can, but if not.
Slideshow. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Just kidding.
These are the worst moments of Sam and Colby.
Prepares a whole PowerPoint presentation.
We're just like crying at the end of it.
Half of them you didn't know. You're like, oh, wait, that was terrible.
Yeah. How'd you know about that one?
How'd you? Yeah, my mom didn't even know about that one. Okay, so you do the. Did you have any attachments on you?
No, I was perfectly fine. I mean, again.
Well, what about the recent exorcism at the Conjuring House?
I had an attachment?
She said you had three.
Oh, yes.
Like, that one.
Ghost groupies are wild.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, see, but nothing would happen to me personally. Like, when we go home and, like, edit and stuff like that, and we're just, like, home for a while, not going on any of these other, like, ghost adventures, nothing would happen to me whatsoever. But, yeah, she told me specifically, which was, it's interesting because, like, it's hard to explain, but she, like, laid us down on this, I want to say like pentagram sort of looking thing, right?
It was definitely
right?
a pentagram.
And then she would take these like crystals and like saw off like these.
Our hands. And we're like,
hurt really bad.
Burn them at the stake, yeah.
But it was like she would saw off I think she called them like invisible like vines or thorns.
Yeah, what? I don't know.
That's so scary.
Something like that. And each one of those thorns represented an attachment. And I had like three, that's two crazy. Coming out of my ankles and one coming out my forehead.
And so basically, you're an alien.
Yeah.
Wait, actually?
That's what she said. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And you're just like, all right.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever told this to anybody. We didn't even include this in our Conjuring video.
Do you know what the attachments were? Are they usually like a entity or it's like with a name?
Is it like human? Like dead people?
Are they like, this is Bob on your forehead. Let me get him off for you.
I wish.
Yeah. I wish they were more specific about it. But no, they honestly were just like, there's three things attached to you.
Things.
Could be demonic, could be a human spirit.
I think she was just describing them as like, you know, the more attachments you have, like the muddier your thoughts are and the easier you can like get in a bad place.
Interesting.
Depressing thoughts and stuff.
I wonder if you have any attachments.
No. Mm. I have a just deep sadness.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying it.
Maybe like attachment issues.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Who's your cleanse guy? No, that was the witch. Is she?
Yeah, I'll give the contact.
Does she work
for sure.
Weekends? Okay. So what? So that, is that the entire ritual of being cleansed? She like does the cutting of the thorns. That's not what I mean. You know what I mean. Cool. Well, you said of the, I don't know. She does the cutting of the thorns, and then, or do you, you just kind of like, all right, thank you.
Yeah, well, it was a long process. That was like.
Do you guys get bored ever? They're just like doing it, and you're like, okay, is this over yet?
Well, it was crazy because we did that at like 4 o'clock in the morning after spending a week at the Conjuring House. It was an hour and a half ritual. We had to go to
exhausting.
A crossroads in the middle of in the forest.
This is all like we have. Maybe a 30-second clip of this at the end
you
of our Conjuring series. But yeah, this was like an hour ritual.
You went to a crossroads? That's legit stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's where like people sell their souls to the devil.
Yeah.
I mean, we did that a long time ago.
How do you
ago.
Know that?
I don't know. Why
She's
do you think
the devil.
Why do you think I'm blowing up so quickly?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That is check out. Yeah. I thought it was because you sucked up. Oh, we don't believe it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Sorry for the misogynistic comments towards Tara. I was supposed to say sorry because TikTok's mad, right, Tara?
That's okay. And I forgive you.
Thank you.
Aw.
You're so sweet.
I know.
Anyway, okay. Very interesting. And then when they're leaving, Lucy and Sally, mm-hmm. Do you know, like, is it like a weight lifted off and are they mad about it? Are they like, yo, we were boys?
I lost a friend for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't feel but just one friend.
Just one.
Lucy. You
know. I'll get him back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sally's still here. Sure.
No, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, we're ghost hunters or whatever, but we're, at least for me, I'm like not like an empath or whatever. I don't feel these things. I don't see shadow figures or stuff like everybody else, not everybody else, but like all these other people claim to. So I really can't tell. So what I do is just base it off of, you know, one, the things and the evidence that we get, and then also other people's opinions and like other mediums. So when I saw this other like priestess again, a long time ago, she would tell me, do I still have these people with me? And no. So, but again, I'm just trusting all these other like opinions. I don't see spirits like other people do. Maybe I am literally along for the ride for the experience.
Yeah. That's what we've like learned is like different people experience different things with the paranormal. Like some people might feel a certain way or some people might see things. Some people might hear things. This goes on and on. But yeah, for us specifically, we have seen like shadow figures out of like corner of our eyes, but never anything that's like manifesting like in front of our faces or anything like that.
Yeah, some people claim to have actually seen shadow figures directly in front of their eyes. Yeah.
Jared, you want to tell me your story?
Uh-oh. So when I was really young, I have like a few paranormal experiences. And so the first one I was probably a toddler or whatever, but I was in the backseat of my mom's car and I was just like talking to myself. And my mom was like, who are you talking to, buddy? And I said, oh, I'm just talking to grandpa. And my grandpa passed away when my mom was like two. So I really had no idea who he was. And she got freaked out and she's like, well, what is he saying? I was like, he's just telling me he loves me, you know? And then when I was a little bit older, probably around like 6 to 8, somewhere in there, my cousins had like a family reunion at their house and they have a bunch of land in their backyard. And we were playing out there and I looked out into like the tree line and I saw like a man in a suit standing there. And we locked eyes and he just gave me like a very warm smile and then walked behind the trees. And so I ran over there and he was gone. Just no evidence of him whatsoever. And then years later, we were moving my grandma into her condo that she has now. And I unpacked their wedding photo. And I was like, that's the man that I saw in the suit.
Whoa, chills.
And then just recently, like a year or two ago, I went home and my parents are obsessed with mediums. And we just walked into a place and this woman, like I sit down for my reading and she's like, takes a minute, breathes in. And then she goes, there's a man in like his mid 40s standing behind you. And all he's saying is that was me who you saw. And that was
she did not know that story at all.
No, not at all. And so that was how old my grandpa was when he died. Whoa. And so that's been like my experience.
How old were you when you saw him in the woods?
Yeah, like 6 to 8, somewhere around there. Okay. So like still pretty young. And then I saw the photo of them when I was probably like 15-ish around then. Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah. One thing that we've come to realize throughout all of this, like, yeah, there are stories about locations and hauntings at certain like areas. They have the lore, they have the history. But one thing that is very consistent with everything we've ever seen and learned about this is someone is watching over every single person.
Yeah.
That's what I do believe in.
A guardian angel.
That's what I do believe in. I do believe in mediums. So I don't believe in like ghosts, like, ooh.
You're not going to see Casper walk up to you.
Right. Yeah. But I do believe in like certain people can connect to the other side. Mm. It's weird. I don't know. I'm like picky and choosy with what I believe in. So I do believe in that. Like I believe in that. Also, don't they see like kids see things but more?
Mm-hmm. Well,
kids
more
and like animals.
They're more open to it. And that's what we tell a lot of people that come on like our show. We're like, hey, if you really want things to happen, you have to be open to it. If you come in with a closed mind, especially when we first started, I was very, very hardcore skeptical. And like not as much would happen. But now that I'm more and more open to it, things happen way more often.
Wow.
But kids are just naturally more open to believing these things.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to see it.
How do I submit my application? I want to go into a deep, dark cave with you boys.
Oh, yeah? Are you serious?
Yeah, I would love to go.
Let's go. Like I just did.
I've never done anything like that, and I would really like to just experience whatever you guys are experiencing. I think that'd be really sick.
Yeah, let's go.
And I'll take it. I'm not. I mean, I'll make jokes, but I'll like try to
take it seriously.
Take it seriously.
All right. Zach, you know what I mean? What do you think you would have to see for you to actually believe?
Like Queen Mary, if like a door opened when you like, said like open the door.
So in
would
my
you believe that?
In my mind, I would always go to you know like loose bolts, like
old
it,
door.
It would be hard. It would be really yeah.
Same.
Be,
that's what I do.
It'd be really hard for me to do that. But if I could, you know, connect, quote unquote, with someone that knew information that I knew.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That I knew, like no one would know. I think that would be
same
something.
I feel like you would have to be like touched in some way.
Ooh,
like
if you're kinky. Sure.
Yeah,
like how,
dude? Jared, not in a suit.
I mean, I mean,
Jared,
like
dog.
Zach wants to be
dirty dog.
Yeah, he loves that style.
No, I mean, like right if someone, if you're like standing off. Like by yourself, clearly no one's around you, and like something tugs on your clothes, or like
yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, I feel like that would make you believe
100%. This video is sponsored by Squarespace, obviously, because we're about to do an ad about it, huh? Websites are the way of the future, the way of the present, the way of the past. If you do not have one, you're living in the Stone Age. Squarespace is what I'm talking about. I need to speak about something. You're a professional in your life. We all are. If we're lovingly working adults. Say you're a photographer and you need to show off your wonderful pictures. Or are you going to do an Instagram where they compress your video and pictures? How about you do a website where it looks beautiful, send them your portfolio, and it has your perfect aesthetic to get you more work? Or what if you need to sell things? Like we do, we have a website where we sell merch. And the best way to have e-commerce is through Squarespace because it's a drag and drop model where you don't need to learn how to code in order to sell things on the internet. Make selling simpler with Squarespace. Make showing off your artwork better with Squarespace. Make having a blog about your ex-boyfriend being terrible like Jared's ex with Squarespace. You need a website in every facet of your life. Be an adult today. Grab some Squarespace while you can, all right? Before it's all gone. Kidding. It can't be all gone because it's the internet where you should live. Your passion should live forever.
So go to squarespace.com for your free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/dropouts to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that is squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/dropouts to save 10% off. Thank you, Squarespace.
Let's face it. We're not getting any younger.
Nope.
When you do a night of drinking, you wake up a little different than how you went to bed when you got a couple alcoholies in you, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Different is a light way of putting it.
Exactly. You wake up foggy. You wake up blue. Your mind's a little dirty, it feels like. It feels like it votes differently than you. You know what I mean? Anyway, if you want to wake up feeling amazing, feeling like $1,000 trillion, there's a way to do it. ZBiotics. Jared, tell them about it.
ZBiotics is a drink that you take before your night out of drinks, and it is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic.
You don't need all the science. It makes you feel good in the morning after a night of drinking, huh? You feel your brain feels happy. You ever wake up sad after drinking? Big sad boy, big sad girl. You wake up smiling. Your brain's smiling because you took care of it. You had some ZBiotics down the throat before you put some other things down your throat, huh? Jared, tell them some more.
But here is the science behind it. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle the rough mornings after drinking, and here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break down this byproduct. Now, just remember to take your ZBiotics as as your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow.
Listen to this. The other night we went out. I did my first time drinking about, but what? I took Z-biotics down the throat. Next day I was feeling great. No.
In my brain. Over to you. What about you? You took it too.
I did take it the next morning. I felt on top of my game, not like I usually do.
Go to zbiotics.com/dropouts to get 15% off your first order when you use dropouts at checkout.
Zbiotics is backed by 100% money back guarantee. So if you're not satisfied for any reason, they'll refund you your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dropouts and use code dropouts at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Zbiotics, for sponsoring this episode and for the good times.
Are you anti like spiritualism, or you just don't?
No. I'm not anti anything. I've literally, I'm open. If I get presented information or I believe something, I'll be like, okay, I'm totally open to this now. And I would sometimes I can be cynical with an afterlife, and it would be wonderful to.
Sometimes you can be cynical,
Jared. You're talking to me in a onesie.
You're the most cynical person about the afterlife. Because okay, my biggest fear in life is death, right?
Of course.
Because we don't know what happens afterwards. And Zach, every time that gets brought up, he goes, "Well, what was it like in 1872?" And I was I don't know. And he's like, "That's what it's going to be like when you die."
That's a really good impression, actually.
Do you think it's just like darkness? No, that's what I think.
No, I think it's, you know, it's like, what did you do in 1742? And it's like, oh wait, I can't even recollect. It's because you didn't exist. And I think it's like,
so
the
you
same
think
thing
you just go into non-existing?
Yeah, and I think it's maybe there's That's an really ego sad. Play. I know. I think there's an ego play with humans. It's like, how can I not exist? But maybe it's the same thing as how you were in 1700s. You can't recollect it because you're no longer there.
And like if that's so, it's very peaceful.
Yeah, I don't see
that's
a negative.
Really,
with it.
That's really positive of you, because to me, that's the scariest thing ever.
To me, it's also the scariest thing in the world. But if it's the scariest thing in the world, but I didn't even like know about that before I was born, then it's not necessarily too scary to experience.
In my mind, there's no you, there's no emotions, there's no scary, because you can't process it. You're not able to process. There isn't you.
And there isn't human emotion.
You're not even processing human emotion. You're not even recognizing that there's no human emotion. Mm-hmm. You're just not recognizing. You're just gone. There. Yeah, you're just gone.
And that's sad.
It's also kind of beautiful, you know?
Okay. No, it's sad.
It's sad. I think it's sad.
We're gonna cry later.
When someone passes, they're just gone forever. You believe that?
That is something that I do get really sad about when I think of like a loved one passing.
Yeah. I hope they're watching. Your guys' video convinced me of that, by the way.
Yep. Yeah, I remember when you were like calling me about
that. I
was
crying. Yeah. I cried. Mm-hmm.
I am thinking of whenever I see, like, you know, when someone passed away, there's something about the release of their memories that aren't there anymore.
That makes you sad.
They had a collection of all these memories. They learned things. They learned how to tie their shoes. They learned how to hug. They learned how to tell someone, "I love you," for the first time. And they have this complete story that wasn't written down except for inside their brain. And now the hard drive just been wiped. Like, that to me is very sad.
Wow, you do have a heart. I don't think I've ever heard you talk so like kindly, like ever.
Well, when Sam and Colby are here, I try to be kind.
That's really nice. Come here more often.
Because I know they had a dark 2023, so I'm trying to figure out. 2024 is a new thing.
So there's two ways to look about that. Because like one, there is that depressing fact. And that's what I believed all my life up until I started ghost hunting. I literally thought also there was blackness. But it might be okay because lights out, you won't feel that emotion.
Yeah.
So there's like the hopelessness of that it's over. Or it's the fact that that creates finitude in the life, meaning every single moment that you do is more special because you don't get to carry on those memories. So even sitting here on this podcast is a decision that we have made. And now this is taking up a little bit of the time that is the only time that we have.
Yeah. I do enjoy like living in the mantras, like try to add positivity, not even positivity, try to add something to the room that wasn't there before. And then, you know, people remember you when you leave. I don't know. We don't even remember our great, great, great grandfather. So it's not going to matter. I mean, selfishly, we are here for ourselves, but it's also we're here for the people that are in our little community at this given time. So
this is sending me into a spiral.
She's like, she just pulls out a gun. We're like, whoa. She's like, I want to see the darkness. And we're like, no, okay.
Well, Jesus Christ, that got you.
Well, also like going off of that in like your most recent Conjuring series, what's her name?
Are you guys still talking about
Abigail.
That?
But, yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about that or no?
We can tread lightly.
Okay.
Well, Abigail.
I don't know much. So
during what is what?
Is there an earthquake?
No.
Okay, sorry.
Ghost. There's a ghost.
I'm like scared. Sorry, I'm like scared talking about it.
We're haunting you guys.
It's Sally.
During one of your Cody and Satori like sessions, she like gave the message, like, live life to the fullest, you know,
which I
thought was really beautiful, even though there is an afterlife, in the sense that she's able to communicate. But I thought that was really, really beautiful, kind of piggybacking off.
Do you know what the Codeine Satori method is?
No.
At all? Okay.
Wait, is that the one where they hold each other?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I was at the premiere, brother. Where were you?
I watched it in the comfort of my own home.
Yeah, well, I supported these boys.
Very nice. I watched it with Jake and I started crying.
No, that was
freaked me out. It freaked me out.
Yeah, before we left.
And I don't get freaked out by your guys' videos because, like, you guys are my friends. And I'm like,
oh, I do.
But this one specifically, yeah. Like, what did you think when you first saw it?
As a skeptic, at first it's like, oh, they pre-wrote it, they pre-scripted it. Like, that's just where your, that's just where your mind goes.
Yeah. Of course.
But to see something like, again, to see something like that in person would also be pretty wonderful, about like, oh, wow.
Oh, I would believe that if I saw it in person. I'd start believing
this. It's so different in person too.
I'd believe it right away. Well, I know you guys. I've known you guys for a long time. And your guys' reactions to that weren't you guys playing anything up. Mm-hmm. I know you guys. And like, Sam was fucking crying.
Yeah.
Like, I know that Sam's not just like, I'm going to start crying. Like, it was like a message from your loved ones. Like, you're going to cry. And like, that's just crazy. I don't know. I believe in it. And I tried to be like, okay, well, what if they looked it up? It's like, there's no way. Like, I don't know. I believed it. That's something I did believe.
So to give some context, you were able to talk to some of your past relatives through this method, which is two people holding arms who have a strong connection and they're able to speak to,
The afterlife.
Yeah.
Pretty much like a form of mediumship, yeah.
Okay. Yep. But for whatever reason, it was a lot more direct. Like, it was more, they had like a thicker line of communication.
Right.
It's like they knew them.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah. It's honestly, we have no idea how to even explain it. But yeah, whenever they would connect in any sort of way or just like touch each other, you could hear knocks coming around from all over the room.
Yeah. What did that sound like in person?
It's okay. So on video, obviously it just sounds like a constant knock? Noise or whatever.
Well, I saw you guys looking around. So I'm like, okay, it's coming from like different places.
And that's what's hard to explain to like all the people trying to debunk it, which again, we're not 100% saying this is true or real. And like,
it's just your experience.
This is just our experience. But like, we could hear the footsteps coming from like this other room walking in. And then on the walls and stuff. It's
And
it's not even just hearing. The thing for me that really got it is you could feel it.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, did you feel the vibrations
in the
like
floor.
Someone was walking?
Mm-hmm. So it was on a wooden floor. So like if someone were to walk in there, it's like a 100 or 400 year old house.
Old.
So like it was, you know, if I'm standing here and someone's walking in the door right now, you could feel them and the pressure difference between if they're 20 feet away, 10 feet away, 5 feet away, and then right underneath you.
Yeah.
And you could feel those footsteps go from over there to underneath your feet.
No.
Walk past you. And so... like, there is a lot of people trying to debunk this, and that's fine. And if you don't want to believe it, that's fine also. But from our experience, we, like, tested them a bunch. Like, it's still everything that we know, it's very, very difficult for us to say that it's not real.
What percentage believers were you guys before that experience? And then what did it take you to?
Wow, that's a good question. I mean, we always believed, of course, but we've also always been skeptical our entire careers. And so I would say we were like, you know, probably 60-70% like we believe, but 30% of like, well, maybe it could be something else. And then after that, we were like 100% believers until all like the Reddit stuff started coming out and like all the debunking videos. Then like now we're at this point where we're just like, oh, I don't know.
I don't know anything about the Reddit or the debunking. Are you like, what were they saying?
Basically, the biggest thing that they're saying is that one of them can crack their toes over and over and over again. And if that were the case, then how can we hear it down the damn hallway? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Also, you would see like their feet moving at the same time. Because like, I'm pretty sure Cody had on just like Skechers or something with like cloth tops, you know?
So essentially you guys were talking to your relatives and these two people were helping you communicate by holding arms. And then you were hearing knocking throughout the house and they would go through the alphabet and then they would spell out sentences to talk to you.
Yes.
Some of the skeptics, they think maybe they just looked up the information prior.
Which is totally possible. Everything anyone has ever experienced, especially as public figures, it's online. You can look up anything. You can look up my grandma's name, and that's way understandable. Something that I was not consciously aware of as I was experiencing this, and that's why I was like freaking out, saying there's no way they could see it. I was having a mental breakdown.
Well, yeah, because to you, you're Sam. You're not like Sam Golbach, like on the internet. Like you're just like, oh my God, I'm talking to my grandma.
Yeah.
Which is also a little messed up if you know, the people that were doing it, they were just making you believe that you're speaking to your grandmother.
Yeah. Which is pretty dark. If they were to be like faking it, that is probably like the worst thing you can do to somebody. Yeah. That's horrible. Yeah.
At the end of the day, believe what you want to believe. Mm-hmm. My takeaway is, besides the grandma talking to you, I think the general messages of positivity, love, live your life to the fullest is what we want everyone to take care or take away from this whole series. And whether or not you believe that from a ghost, a spirit, or just Sam and Colby, that's what we want to spread as well. And so when we put out the series, yes, you can believe in ghosts, you don't, it's whatever. There are skeptics that enjoyed the series, there are believers that enjoy the series, but I think everyone that walks away from it learned, like, oh, maybe I should, you know, be a little more kind to everyone around. I should live life to the fullest, whether or not there is an afterlife. And I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, and I think the overall message was, it like gives you hope in something more.
Yeah.
Like, it is sad to like just think that it's lights out and blackness for eternity after after you die, but like this gave a lot of people hope that there could be something. And it's not even like, we're not forcing a specific religion or even spiritualism down like anybody's throats. It's just like, give somebody, okay, like there might be an afterlife, which is all that people need.
What did your families think when you spoke to them about what you experienced? Are any of them skeptics and are like, oh, come on?
I mean, that's a great question, because obviously since it was so personal to us, like I flew home, we both flew home to tell our parents and like show them the raw footage. And my mom 1000% believes it. And she even told me, so my grandma Daly came through in the first part or whatever. And she was like, this is so weird because I've been talking to mom, my grandma, for a while now. Like, and I didn't know if she was listening to me or answering. And so like, she was like, she just broke down in tears. My dad, I like looked him in the eyes and asked him, I was just like, please be honest with me. Do you believe this? It's not going to hurt my feelings if you don't. And he was just like, with the amount of conviction you're saying all this and seeing all this, like, I don't have a reason not to believe it. Obviously, again, it's so much different than being there like in person and actually seeing it. Yeah. So than not.
And then we're
like, I say this is pretty much in tune with most of my family and friends. They believe that I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't believe them. They're like, my dad was like, it would be so, like, he's like a massive skeptic, but he was just like, there's no part of me that doesn't believe my son didn't experience this, had these happen, and you truly believe it, and I believe you. And she's like, I would just have to see it for myself for me to believe them, mm-hmm. which I think is fair.
Have you thought about setting that up?
Would love to. I mean, at the end of the day, I think the greatest thing in the entire world would be if every single person was able to have that experience. That is obviously not possible. They're just two humans, but hopefully more and more people get to have those experiences for sure.
And what is your opinion on where those spirits are? Like, why are they so close? Why are they able to be summoned? Where are they being summoned from? Like, do you guys have any, you know, theories of, are they in a holding place before they enter another zone?
That's something I don't think we can talk about.
Yeah, I know this is gonna be like, I know this is like the biggest, like, I don't know, cliffhanger of all time, but like,
you're edging us.
Yeah. Yeah,
we basically had like an hour conversation off camera, like about every question of the afterlife that we can talk to you guys about off camera.
Yeah,
but like, we know the answer to this question, but we just can't say it.
I don't like that you guys know these things.
It's weird.
And
it's
I don't want to know these things. That's not like when Michelle Obama was just like,
wait, where the hell are you going with this?
I'll tell you. Michelle Obama once was just like, I hate that I know all the president's secrets. Like, that's the president of the United States. I know so much like secrets about America. Like, I hate that I know that. It's like, I don't know if I want to know. See, that makes sense.
Yeah.
My mind's in the correct
place. No, you're talking about Mo. You just brought Mo up. I didn't know what you're talking about.
Mo.
Michelle Obama.
Just,
I'm pretty close to her.
These are boys.
Yeah. Well, one time I FaceTimed Barack Obama.
That's true. He did.
It's not a big deal.
What?
Yeah, he's not lying.
Yeah.
Story time.
We just FaceTimed. We're talking about basketball. Totally true story.
It's true. It's actually true.
It's a very weird true story.
Yeah, no, I swear.
Leave it at that. Okay.
Okay, so what period are you guys now in of making content? You guys putting out stuff now?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Or are you guys in like a gear, like what's the, it's like, okay, this experience happened. It's a lot to digest. We got to take a period away.
Yeah.
And say, okay, what's the next thing?
Well, yeah. So we were kind of lost after the Conjuring series. Cause we were like, how the hell are we going to top that?
Yeah.
And we didn't know we were going to meet Cody and Satori in the first place. Like when we meet them on camera, that's the first time we've ever met them.
Oh, wow.
So this opportunity, I guess you could say, or like experience landed perfectly in our laps. That just happened to be the most viral thing we've ever posted in our lives. And so we were like, now what the fuck do we do? Like, if we don't have, you know, Sam levitating like he wants, it's like, we're never going to, like, beat that.
Which I'm down for.
Sally, where you at, Sally?
But how mad would you be if it happened here on this podcast?
Oh, my God.
Would you be a little bit like,
they got it.
They got the footage. They got it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No, again, 90% of that is from my own personal belief.
Yeah.
So like if it happens today, if it happens off camera, I would be a little sad. If it happened off camera, but at the same time, I'd be so happy.
And now you say you want like a message of hopefulness and love and stuff like that, but obviously scary shit happens to you guys. Mm-hmm. So like what was the freakiest moments that have ever happened?
Wow.
That's and not right. In your bedroom, Colby.
Whoa, okay. That was a long time ago. Long time ago.
In my bedroom. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
That's finger. Where my ring went. But anyways.
He has been missing that middle ring.
Guys, it's gone.
If you guys can see on the internet when he stopped wearing that ring, you'll probably understand when this happened.
It's like 2 years ago. It's been a long time.
We've known each other for a while.
Yeah, that checks out.
Anyways.
What's the scariest thing happened to you?
Probably the door slam, right? I'm trying. There's so much that happens that it's hard to like.
Yeah, pinpoint exactly one thing.
Yeah, but I usually say this story where I went to this place called Bowers Mansion. It was like a haunted mansion in Texas, middle of nowhere, Texas. And the most haunted room was upstairs. We'd like to do like alone investigations halfway through the video. So Sam took the cellar, which was, you had to go outside to get to the cellar. And I took the entire like mansion. And there's this guy named Bernard upstairs who's known to slam doors on you. That's like his main manifestation. God, I love
he's
it.
Just he's just really angry.
He just, yeah. Just slams it. So I'm up there. I'm up there and I'm just like, Bernard, if you're here, shut this door right in front of me. And kid you not, you can see it from my reaction to it. You know I'm not an actor. I just start crying like immediately because I ask. Bernard slams the door right behind me and it scares the living shit out of me. It's called The Scariest Night of My Life, Scariest Day of My Life on YouTube.
Checks out.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's something that I still can't explain how that happened, because even if there was like a draft in there, it would have not slammed as hard as it did. And you can hear it on camera how loud it slams. So.
Ew.
Yeah. What right on cue too.
Any scaries?
Any scaries? A lot of scaries. What's fun for me is like there are moments that are so scary that I look back on like as if I really enjoy them. It's like a roller coaster.
How do you sleep afterwards?
Actually, when we first started this, we didn't. Like what we would do is we'd do our investigation, whatever, things would happen, and we'd actually stay up till like 9 a.m. and like then like take like fucking melatonin to try to sleep.
Did you guys ever sleep in the same room afterwards? Like we have to be together.
All the time.
We just have to hold each other after that.
All the time.
Pretty much every day since we met.
Yeah, we do that.
For fun?
Not at haunted places.
I'd love to be a sandwich. I want to be a sandwich between you two. Okay.
What was that?
I want to be a sandwich between you two. What do you guys got gearing up? You guys got another, how are you going to top it?
Oh yeah. That's where I was going earlier. I mean, we're just still, we don't post that often because we do all like the editing ourselves as well. And so we're still posting like once a month, but we're just trying to like get bigger, better collabs. And like also while still bringing back like the collabs that people love.
I'm never getting on there. They want bigger and better.
Good luck, buddy.
No worries.
You're getting on. But yeah, we're trying to like, I don't know. Like we basically like, our goal is to be like the haunted guys of YouTube.
I think you guys are.
Really?
Yeah, I think you guys have that on lock.
Maybe I'm biased because that's all I know. Like, maybe, I know you guys. But I think when I say, oh, I have, like, ghost hunter friends, I think everyone always says, oh, Sam and Colby.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Would you ever jump into aliens?
I don't think they can get to space, idiot.
You moron.
Step up right here. I'm going to punch you right in the nose. First of all,
within our lifetime, though, probably.
We're not talking about going visiting the aliens. We're talking about like going into the research. We're talking about people that have seen alien stuff. And like,
yeah, but like.
What?
All right, do you guys aliens believe aren't in aliens?
Cool? Oh, 100%.
100%.
Yeah.
Like we can't, we'd be like stupid to think we're the only people.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. Right? I believe in aliens. Because like an alien is like even like a microorganism that lives on Mars. That's an alien.
Yeah. And they've already found like water on Mars.
Yeah, I do think, like, there's living stuff outside of this Earth.
Yeah, that's why it seems so fun.
What?
I want to go alien hunting.
Oh, okay.
Will you help me build a rocket? What? You're going to be an astronaut. You're small.
Just stupid.
Thank you. You're always very sweet to me. You want to say something nice to redeem yourself? No.
Because like, could you imagine if Zach got the call from like, I don't know, Elon Musk and was like, hey, we want you to go to space. Do you think he'd say yes?
Me?
Yeah. 100%.
Really?
What? Why would
you'd
I go,
Tari, we have the podcast on Sunday. I can't go.
You come with me. We do the podcast in space. How fun.
I'm not going to space. That's fucking scary. Okay. What scares you more? Space or like the deep depths of the ocean?
Oh God, ooh, space.
Yes, space.
Don't they say like, isn't there going to be like a first experience where they try to get people to Mars that there's only like a 1% chance that people come back from that?
Or like a
0% chance?
Well, like, it takes so long to get there.
They want people to go to Mars.
So it's a death wish.
And yeah, like basically. Stay there forever.
I think it's, can you look it up? I think it's like 3 years to get there or something.
Something like that.
Do you think things like Star Wars can happen?
I hope so.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Where like, you know, like, we're not fighting between countries anymore and there's no war between countries. That's what it's about, right?
7 months.
No.
Seven months of space travel?
That's actually not that bad.
Yeah.
7 months?
Mm-hmm.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, it's about when you guys post anyway. Might as well go. You guys might as well get there.
Damn.
We should.
When's the next video come out? Has it already come out?
We just posted one with the triplets, which is awesome.
Oh, so cool.
We just went to Australia. We got back a couple of days ago.
You guys went to Australia?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
It was really, really cool. We filmed a couple videos there with these guys called The Boys, and it was some of the best content we've ever had. We challenged one of them to do probably the scariest challenge in Sam and Colby history, made a like non-believer like cry and probably be traumatized.
Ooh, me next.
Yeah. Like still to this day, which is now like 2 weeks later, whatever, he's still texting me, I can't stop thinking about this. Like, do you need therapy? Like we can sponsor that. Yeah,
we took it too far. By accident. Sorry.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but
that's crazy.
The beginning of the year for us is definitely like a big planning time. So right now we're filming a bunch. We just filmed four videos, and have a bunch in the next 2 months because we have to like work super hard on our like October series, Hell Week and stuff. So we actually try to film most of our videos in the first 6 months of every year. Dang. So right now it's like our busy season where we're just pumping things out.
And so you bring a lot of like your friends and stuff on these, but like who outside of your friend group, who is like your biggest, Ooh. You like, you want them so bad to come with you?
What do you think?
Shoot, I don't know. Friend group and anyone.
They're not going to say you, Zach.
No. I just want to see if they'd take Morgan Freeman or not.
Yeah, he's part of the friend group.
I'd watch the hell out of that.
Make him do the Estes method.
He sounds actually like God.
I hear the spirit. That's not. I don't know who that was, but
that wasn't Morgan.
That wasn't Morgan.
Probably you, man.
Dude, don't lie to me.
Probably you, man.
No.
Okay.
I'll go.
No lying on this podcast.
Yeah, he's just trying to butter me up.
Okay, fine. Then Tara.
Okay. Yeah. who wouldn't want to hang out with me for days and days?
Okay, but not based on numbers.
Hey.
Damn.
If we're just hanging out for fun. Me. What if we both go?
I'm not spending days worlds. With you.
Why do you do this negative thing? This is what we got to get down to. Why do you do this thing where you hate me on the podcast, but afterwards you're like my best friend? No, answer it straight to camera.
Why don't we do this on a
no?
Nope,
we're doing
podcast.
It right now, boys. You're about to see someone get ghosted.
We can take five, and you guys can figure this out.
It's not that I hate you. It's just that you're not this annoying off the podcast.
I feel like I was just trying to ask questions and move along inside this podcast.
You're right. I felt sassy for a second,
and you only direct it towards me.
Because Jared's a sweetheart.
Amen.
I'm also a sweetheart. I bring you up. I try to be the best I can for you.
I just don't think I could spend days with you. Do you think you could spend days with me?
Yeah. I think we get along fantastically.
I think you'd get so sick of me. And then you getting sick of me would make me annoyed.
Dude, I feel like I'm in couples therapy. Come on.
Okay. Who do you want to take?
This is really, really yeah,
who's,
interesting.
Who's the biggest guest that you want?
No. Who's the biggest guest you guys want?
Help me, Sam. I don't know. I'm blanking.
You guys don't have like a dream. Like I have like dream collapse.
Kevin
guys,
Jonas. I don't fucking know.
Kevin Jonas? That like would be. Cardboard cutout?
Oh, you know.
Oh my God. Dude, are you kidding me?
Let's go.
Those are the Trap House days.
Hey, wait, Kevin
you gotta tell Zach
Jonas.
About that though.
What?
You got to tell Zach
about
that.
Oh, they had this like Kevin Jonas cardboard cutout that followed, literally they took it to every house they lived in and they would like draw tattoos on it and stuff. And it was just like iconic. Like at one point it was like on the toilet seat.
Yeah.
It was like crazy.
Where's it at now?
I still have his head.
You still have his head?
Yeah.
I have his head?
In Vegas,
I thought Jake
yeah.
had it.
No,
I thought Jake had it too,
Let's
but he doesn't
go.
Have it.
Oh,
so
wait.
You have it.
Kevin lives Somewhere. On.
Jake doesn't have it.
Kevin Jonas, if you see this, come on. Like,
I feel like the Jonas Brothers would totally come with you.
Let's go.
I hope so.
We can get Frankie.
We only want Frankie.
We only want the That's Frankster.
So you guys don't have like anything dream, like dream collab?
I don't know.
Really?
Don't worry, we'll cut it where if you say something, it feels like you did know.
Okay. All right, let's give us a second.
Alex Cooper, like definitely. Call her daddy.
Ooh, okay.
That'd be a
really?
Good one.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. I feel like she'd come.
Yeah.
Dave Portnoy would be pretty fun.
Oh my God. That would be one of the funniest episodes, I feel like.
Maybe Kevin Hart. That could be pretty funny.
Oh,
that
would be funny.
That'd be really, really funny.
Tara's mom.
What's your obsession with my... We'll talk about this later.
She would have a great time. It'd be pretty funny.
My mom knows Sam and Colby.
The ghost.
Is that my mom's accent to you?
The ghosts are a little scary.
I don't know if my mom believes in ghosts, but my mom loves scary stuff. So
doesn't your dad tell me believe in ghosts?
My dad doesn't believe it. My dad is like the one who's just like, Tara, like it's physics, like it's science.
Really?
Because like,
I thought he was very spiritual or something.
My dad is very spiritual, but he doesn't like believe in like ghosts. Mm. Yeah. My mom believes in like scary stuff.
That always confused me of people that are open to spirituality.
But I am.
Did not believe in ghosts.
That's how
and
I am.
I guess there's a big difference between someone who believes in ghosts as if like, oh, I'm going to see this figure standing for my eyes and believing that like energies can affect things.
That's how I am. Okay. Yeah.
So I would say you believe in something paranormal. Maybe just not ghosts.
Yeah.
As in ghosts is like the
figures. Dude, that Queen Mary video, that fucked me up. I think about it. Probably every day.
So you believe that there is some sort of outer energy that wasn't in human existence that affected those doors?
I want to say, oh, the doors were like old or like there was a draft, but it was just too on cue and too weird. And every time I'd say something like, Jake, they clearly remember you from Sam and Colby and they don't give a fuck about me and Johnny. Every time I'd say his name, it would like crack or open or like, it freaked me. I said, I want to go home. I didn't sleep. Me and Jake were broken up. I said, I'm sorry. I'm sleeping on your couch tonight. I'm not going home after this. I slept on the couch that night at his house because I was too scared to sleep.
Seemed convenient.
Shut up, Zach.
Just seems convenient.
See what I mean? And then you wonder why I'm mean to you. You're annoying. Your little comments. Blah, 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 blah.
What about 10 years from now? What you guys, like, what's the evolution of Sam and Colby LLC?
We want to still be Ghost Hunting Tour 85.
So Ghost Hunting, because it originally started off with abandoned buildings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And then now it's ghosts and you feel like there could be some longevity there until you finally levitate and get answers.
Well, if I levitate, I'll probably quit after.
You're like, I got everything I need.
Once I have that, I'm like, all right, cool. We're chilling. Let's just go.
Because this series, you guys sold out how many theaters?
Was it 140?
Yeah, that's 168? Crazy.
168.
But that's insane. How did the business deal even come? Like who came to you and like, you guys want to be a movie theater?
Well, Cinemark reached out, but shout out Night Media. Management.
But yeah, cool. It was so crazy. Like middle of September last year, we just get a call. And we're like, so do you guys want to be in movie theaters? Like,
insane.
Yeah. No, it was pretty insane. And then they were like, okay, well, let's just do like a little premiere. If you guys want to pick out a couple of theaters, you can do that. And then they were starting to do some calculations. Like, oh, maybe we can do like 10 theaters. Great. And then we sold those out. And then they're like, hey, how about you want to do like 30 theaters? We're like, what?
Yeah, let's do it.
And then we launched, and then we get a call like 2 days later. And I just vividly remember this. I'm like, all right, guys, actually, instead, they want to put you in every single theater in America and do multiple showings across every single theater. And what because you sold out fuck? So quickly.
And what's crazy is they didn't like even allow us to sell out. Like they would just keep opening different theaters with multiple seats. And then like we kept checking the site. We were only... like the movie was only showing for one day.
Wow.
And so we would just like constantly refresh like every hour. And like we'd notice that some theaters were closed and then they would just add like other showings to it.
That's like stupid crazy. You know that, right?
It's insane. Yeah.
It was mind blowing. Like shout out all the fans, like absolutely changed our life. Yep. And this is the craziest thing that's ever happened to us. But I remember we went to go to one of the premieres and the host stand, a person came up and was like, hey, do you know that we canceled like 6 other movies just to show you guys more often today. We're like, huh?
Like, oh my God.
It was actually the craziest thing ever. So might have to do it again this year.
Yeah.
So fun.
And the Hot Topic collab. I mean, seeing your guys' face every time I walk in a mall, pretty wonderful.
Zoomies, that's crazy.
Zoomies.
Zoomies and yeah. Hot Topic, yeah. Right?
Yeah. When every time I see you guys at Zoomies, I'm like, oh. Sam Colby. I feel cool. Crazy. I'm like, that's my friend.
Just, whoa, my which one? Uh-oh. you are not plural with that. You said, that's my friend.
Do you know why I say that? It's usually, I'm not even kidding, Colby's face is usually covered. Oh. I swear to God.
Wait, you talk about that?
I'd like to hang them all. It's always like Sam's face a little poking
at. I haven't talked about that.
Yeah.
Zoomies, if you're watching this. Yeah, no, so we have like a vertical banner and like Sam's at the top.
Colby's always covered at like every mall.
Yeah, they put like shoe racks in front of my face, and it's just Sam like at the top.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You can't let people walk all over you, and we've been saying that for years.
It's messed up.
It's disgusting.
It's really fucked up. What Zoomies, come on.
I mean, you guys have reached a level of celebrity that has been only, but that has only been seen back in the days with, you know, like the Brad Pitts, blah blah blah. Now there's this new age celebrity. I mean, you're selling out theaters. It's pretty cool. I do want to know, what does your family think of like the beginning of what are you guys starting to like, okay, you guys have traction. This could be a thing to now it being the conglomerate that it is. I would love to know your family's like psych you at the beginning, like, what are you guys doing to now? It's like, wow, you guys really did something.
Well, I mean, they exactly were like that, especially when our parents are both like very traditional and they wanted us to go to college, of course. And so after we started getting a little bit of followers on Vine, which we initially started on and wanted to move out to LA, they were like, what are you guys doing? Like, come on.
But
we convinced them because we were just like, we're just going to do a gap year. We're going to like try for 1 year.
That's what I said too.
Right? It works. It works. And we were like, all right, mom, if we fail, we'll go back to KU or whatever. We'll do KU next year. And then it worked. But to answer your question, obviously YouTube isn't as, I don't know, like understood, accepted, I guess, and accepted by a boomer audience. And so like things like this movie theater deal was something that like was mind blowing to our parents, because they were able to kind of like understand the level of what was happening pretty much.
I think they didn't really understand until this last year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, well, they understood that it was cool, but I think it really, like, said, oh, wait, this could be forever, this last year. I remember, like, them just, like, you know, go have an experience. That was kind of, like, especially my dad was, like, I love this for you. Go do it. Probably in the back of his mind, he's, like, yeah, this is okay. Even if it fails, it'll be a good experience. And that was kind of how they were the entire time. And, like, we did our thing for, like, a good 4 or 5 years. Like, okay, the fact you can sustain yourself, that's, like, really cool. And I think around 2019... we won a Teen Choice Award. That was like the first time
that was crazy.
That's gotta be nuts.
Yeah. Who kept
the surfboard?
They gave us two.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
I remember when you guys had them in your apartments. I was like,
it's crazy. It's crazy. And we were up against like big names that we were like when we got nominated, we were like, there's no way. There's
like, thanks no for the way. Nod, but yeah, no way.
No way. So we were like, there's like footage of this. We didn't even know we won the award when they told it to us, like to our faces. It's embarrassing.
Well, we thought they were sarcastic. They're like, what are you going to do with the award? And we're like, I don't know. Probably go surfing or some shit. Like, we were like,
they told you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we initially thought, because our management at the time said that if we were to win, they would have brought us on stage. And so we didn't think that we were going to hear that we won in kind of like the
red carpet area.
Yeah, the red carpet area. And so, yeah, like the lady was just like, you guys won. And we were just like, nice. She's like, what are you going to do with it? Like kind of nervous. And we were just like, we're just going to go to the beach and surf.
Super sarcastic. Super dicks.
And she was like, you guys actually won. And we were like, oh,
like,
sorry.
Wait a second. Yeah.
Do you guys, on the business side, are you guys normally mostly creative, or do you guys get together like, all right, we're going to have this big business meeting of like, I mean, you guys have such a strong brand and image. Is that intentional, or is that just kind of, we've kind of done what we've done and people have associated who we are with everything?
I mean, we have a decently small team and we've tried to keep it that way forever. And we're involved in like every major decision for sure. I mean, once we'll set like, you know, a structure for something, we'll let other people kind of handle and continue on. But any like creative decision at the very beginning, any like directional thing, like we have hands on everything. Mm-hmm. Just because our brand is like so sacred to us.
The way that he looks at you and like, it's like,
romantic.
It's like a wife that's been there for 10 years and just loves married. You so much. He's like, it's like that he's never lost the love for you. It's so beautiful.
We're
see.
Married. Like everybody thinks we're a married couple. And like,
we are though.
We kind of are. Yeah. Like it's crazy. I mean, we just have been authentic. I know that's kind of weird to say, like admit that like about ourselves, but we've been like authentically like us. And we're so like yin and yang that I feel like the fans can kind of like, I don't know. They can tell that we're being like ourselves.
When a disagreement comes up, how do you guys handle it?
We put our egos aside and we
just say Sam's right.
We say Sam's right. And then I usually am wrong. No, but we'll like put every single point down. And like you said, we have like a small team. And so like, we'll get everybody's opinions. But again, most of all, it's just like putting the ego aside and not like worrying about like who was right, who was wrong. It's like, what is the best for the business?
Hell yeah.
So. Well, I'm really honest. Next time you can just call me and I'll be like, yeah, I think this person's right.
Perfect.
Cool. All right. Yeah.
You can include me.
And whatever she says is right is going to be the opposite.
Okay.
You'll get an answer regardless of how you think.
Wow. I see how this is working out.
Oh, brother. I'm so glad there's distance between us today. She hit me earlier.
Dude.
What?
I have never even touched you.
Well, really?
Really?
Whoa. Look at that face.
Really?
I mean, you want us to lie straight to camera? God's watching. Okay. Kidding. We banter for fun. The hate banter is what we love to do, right, Tara? Anyway.
I tell you I love you every time I hang up the phone call and you never say it back. So That's how people know.
Because
that.
I don't know who the real Tar is. Is it the one on this podcast or is it the one outside this podcast? You know what I mean?
Okay. Enough.
Enough.
More about Sam and Colby.
Do you feel like you have a different persona online?
Yeah, 100%. I think offline it's very boring.
Much worse.
Like technical. Like I love business stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just read business books all day.
That's true.
And,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Mm-hmm. Or I'll read a book about building something and I'll read it in the morning and then at night I'll put on and I'll listen to the audio.
And you'll listen to the audiobook all over again.
So I know that it gets in there.
Okay.
And I love really nerdy stuff. Like I just geek out about AI and really boring things.
And you just thought that wasn't going to translate online?
No, but I also love comedy and I love jokes and, you know, though I'm not the funniest, it's fun to come on and banter. For whatever reason, my mind does move quick. Usually it's the same three jokes, but it's sometimes fun to, you know, talking to this mic. So it's been cool. And it's, and this whole business of like scaling this has been what I love. Like I'm glad I can eat and like take my mom out to dinner, but something about like the money's fine, but like allowing, not that I'm allowing Jared to like have, but you know, like building this team together is like something pretty special to me. Yeah. So it's cool. But with that said, their next series is going to come out when?
End of April.
End of April.
Hell yeah. And I'm not going to be in it. But we're going to talk exclusive. There's some stuff that they don't want to bring up on the podcast that we're going to talk about on the Patreon. Specifically, you guys know what. I don't want to say it. So go over to the Patreon and we're going to have a little debrief. It's going to be a little less on, but a little bit more deep. So you guys will get 20 minutes of extra footage over there. With that said, where can they find you? Like, this is helping.
Right.
Yeah, this is really going to broaden your horizon.
It's so funny. They're coming to watch them here. It's like, guys, we knew who they were. Yeah. So subscribe to us, actually. Screw them.
Subscribe to Dropout. There we go.
And then, actually, in the comments, leave your most paranormal experience you've ever had.
There we go.
That's a good one.
And remember, respond to somebody's comments so they feel like they're seen, huh? And thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Any last words?
Go so real.
Kevin Jonas. Subscribe to Kevin Jonas.
There we go. Subscribe to
Kevin.com.
That's it.
Yay.
Sweet. This was great. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to the Patreon. 7-day free trial if you want to watch it. Sorry, I know you have 17 minutes, so.
Yeah. Yeah.